other station can meet your needs like we can. CKUW 95.9 FM.
She, by definition, was a queen. The way she carried herself, her poise, her dignity, everything about her was regal. My summer months when I was a kid would be spent with my grandparents every single summer. I looked forward to every summer, every Christmas. We would venture from where we were to come to Portage la Prairie and spend time with my grandparents. As a child, I went through a whole lot. A lot. More than any child should have to go through. And I felt like I was in hell every day of my life. And every summer, I would get to feel what it felt like, or what it would feel like in heaven. That was my heaven, away from hell. I loved my grandma so much. I could even still hear her talking to me. We used to laugh and joke all the time. All the time we used to laugh. I will miss her with my entire being. So this was a hard show to put together, but I needed to. So I dedicate this show without any interruption to my beloved, my sweet grandmother, Joyce Simmons. She will live on through all of us. She got to see great-great-grandchildren. She got to see 92 years old, born in 1931. Who can say that their grandma lived that long? She's seen a lot, went through a lot. All the lessons are because of my grandparents. I love you, Grandma.
He knows that Judy's doing something.
Yes. Oh, no. You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh. Right. Yes. We do the alcohol with her, right? Yes. Yes. I know. Right. You want to run around too, right?
Yeah!
Yeah. Oh, sweetheart.
More too.
I love you.
Mama.
soul.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh.
You're always down for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You showed me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so many times looking back when I was so afraid. And then you come to me and tell me I could face anything. And no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be. Rescue me from all this pain and misery.
perfect day. I know that I can count on you. Ooh. When that's not possible, tell me, can you weather the storm?
'Cause I need somebody who will stand by me. She will always, always be right there.
Sunny days,
everybody loves them. Tell me,
can you stand the rain?
No.
Can you stand the rain?
Your love unconditional. I'm not asking this of you. Girl, to make it last,
I'll do whatever needs to be done now.
I need somebody who will stand by me. When it's tough, she won't run. She will always be right there for me.
Sunny days,
everybody loves them. Tell me,
can you stand?
Can you stand the rain?
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 No pressure, no pressure.
The industry can hate me, fuck them all and they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton. Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him. Pull on him, extort shit, bully the flow on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And Party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. That fuck him up. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. They not like us. 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 You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches. Go. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey, Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there some B-rest that's for bitchin'? You Malibu most wanted. Ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fetch Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumpin'. You niggas will get a wedgie. Be flipped over your boxes. Or over your foe. The other vaginal option? Pussy. Nigga better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in contact. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. Fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on. He fuck around, get polished. Fucked on Wayne girl while he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central, nigga better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the park. Ayy, put the road label on me, I'ma get them dropped. Ayy. Sweet chin music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie, he a 69 god. Ay, freaky ass niggas need to stay their ass inside. Ay, roll their ass up like a fresh pack of Zion. Ay, city is back up, it's a must, we outside. Ay. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still doubled down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real nigga challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Lil Baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your first street cred. Thug made you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Quavo said you can be from Northside. What? 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you not a colleague, you a fucking colonizer. The family matter and the truth of the matter. Here was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let
your life.
Let me hear you say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way.
Thank you for tuning in as you do every single week. This is Afro Soul on Rebuild Hits. Cosboy should be calling right away. Yes, he should. I'm gonna do a little interview, y'all. Of course. Of course, of course. Hopefully y'all have had a good week. Today is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's been pretty rainy and muggy and, you know, we've been getting all types of weather this year. I just pray to God that our situation in winter gets better. So, just to fill you in regards to Cosboy, he comes from Charlotte, North Carolina. Yes. And has had a string of mix show and club hits, as well as a very successful Southeast tour this last past year. So, we're going to get him on. Hopefully he calls and he calls on time and we're good and everything like that. So much going on in the world right now. I don't even want to talk about it. It's just... we're living in crazy times, y'all. We're living in crazy times. This city is absolutely crazy this last week with the fire in someone's house blown up because of a mistake of someone who is working for this individual. Very sad case. You know, your house blows up, you lose everything, every memory, everything. And I know how I'd feel about that. Most definitely, his head would be taken off. You know, the level of violence that's been occurring, people getting hit by cars and people just taking off and running. We're like totally in the end of times, people. We really are. And, you know, it's even scary to think about what's really going on here. So, I'm just going to wait for Cosboy to call. I'm going to play some music in the meantime. We're going to be dropping his newest single, Supernova. So keep it locked on this station, 95.9 FM, We Build Hits. The current time is 6:30 Central Standard Time. So, let's get right into it.
This that shit that'll have you all inside of your feelings. Confessing your love confessing for the one. This right here. Gonna make you put a ring on it. Making calls about your feelings.
This is forever.
Confessing your love for the one. All because you found one of them ones.
Ashley's Canada.
Putting myself out there, but I can't open up to someone new.
Hey, what up, Coco? How you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
Listen, man, I'm feeling real crazy right now. We got to get up and cut this record in the studio. I hope you're ready, man. We got a couple hours. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready right now.
What up, Big K? How you feeling?
Good, man. Feeling good. We got a joke.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready to cut this record, man. I know you about to do what you do and drop it, drop something crazy on them.
Wait, no, let's go do it, man.
That's what I'm talking about. I know the people ready, you ready. I got off the phone with Coco, she ready, man. So, hey, it's about to be a movie. Crazy for your love.
You already know, baby. Let's get crazy.
There it is. We rockin'.
I'm crazy for your love.
I'm crazy.
crazy for your love. She got every reason to hate me, 'cause I'm playing with her heart.
Hello.
Sorry about this, y'all. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, so please keep it locked. Okay. Hello? All right, I think we got everything up and running. Just hold tight. Hold tight, hold tight. Okay, I think we got you. Hang on 1 second. Yes, we do. We got you. All right. Took a minute. Sorry for the technical difficulties. We've been having a little bit of problems, I guess, with the phone lines here, but I managed to figure it out. So, again, for all of you listeners, we got Cosboy on the line. Welcome.
What's going on?
Not too much. So why don't you tell our listening audience a little bit about you, because a lot of people here may not know who you are.
I'm Cosboy out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Got a new single called Supernova, EP called WTF They Know. Also got Spirits in the Street dropping this August. I got more music dropping. So yeah, Cosboy, Charlotte, North Carolina, Supernova.
Nice. So how have you found that things have been in terms of, you know, tours and whatnot? Because you've been on you've had a few tours, have you not?
Say it one more time. I can hear you.
Have you had like a few tours going on? A few shows? Any festivals?
Nah, I'm actually on the streets right now. As far as like evening music news, mm-hmm. The evening news, like, you know, basically just building out collateral, trying to get organic fan base, you know, with my artists and
nice.
Building up followers, building up listeners right now, you know what I'm saying? You know, like right now I'm not charging for no features or nothing like that. Like, mm-hmm. I'm really just working with my community as far as the music aspect.
Right.
And, trying to get qualified through everything, you know, every mm-hmm. artist that's out here, you know, especially with my music, you know, it speaks for itself, but, you know, right. Everybody want to work with me, you feel me?
And how have you found the music industry so far in your journey?
Okay, one more time.
Sorry. Here, let me get you a little bit closer so that maybe you can hear me. Good.
Yeah, I'm at an event right now, so yeah, I'm trying to stand back as far as I can from the music.
Oh, wow, that's probably why you can't hear me that well, but that's okay, we'll make it work anyways. How have you found the music industry so far, and what type of pitfalls have you experienced as a result of doing what you're doing?
Basically just realizing that this time is fashionable for the people that's serious about this right here, you know what I mean? A person that's treating it like a 9-to-5, a regular job every day, you know what I'm saying, like their livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all got a lot of personal things in our life that we're doing, you know, got to pay bills, take care of our family, stuff like that. But this is just one thing I credit to myself, to always go to the studio, always try to be on time, you know, and I ain't perfect. So, you know, like I say, my days and dates is like, you know, my importance is trying to get the crowd to, you know, to uphold what I got going on.
Mm-hmm.
And enthusing them to make it feel as important as I feel about it. Feel mm-hmm. me? So, you know, and I can tell when I'm performing, you know, I just had a performance like Thursday, Friday. And, you know, everybody pretty much messed with the music, you know what I'm saying? They definitely fuck with it, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
That's good. So how did you...
And really just,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
Yeah, but yeah, really just staying on time, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? This is a perfect timing type job right here, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't on time, you know what I'm saying, it don't matter. If you before time, it probably matter a little bit, but it still don't matter. You got to be on time. You know what I'm saying? So this is the perfect timing game right here.
Yeah. So what made you get into the I guess the line of what you're doing right now, into this hip hop game? What made you get into it?
Basically me catching my lid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Me catching people's attention. Mm-hmm. And I ain't talking about 2-3 people. I'm talking about more than 10-20 people.
Right.
So I realized if I could just sell out an emphasis like that, well, I'm selling out probably, you know, even me probably fit about 30-40 people, 50 people the most.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at it like, if I got the quantity to sell units in this game, you know, I'm looking at it too like, well, if I can produce this to 20 to 30 people at a time, and that 20 to 30 people at a time gonna turn to 90, 100, 200, feel me?
Yeah.
So we talking about the difference of selling out arenas, basketball games, and you know what I'm saying? Look stuff like that. You feel me? We really want to fill up these seats when they call cost board.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We want every listener. We want every follower to be like, yo, y'all heard about that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So promotion and content and all that, you know, my Instagram, all that, we trying to go hard this year.
Yes, that's good. Because it's a numbers game. Really.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And you got to get those numbers up.
We ain't making no money. Yeah. We ain't making no progress. I ain't going to pay money. We ain't making no progress if we not selling this game out of units right here. You know what I'm saying? If you don't go to every state and build your characteristic as far as the artist that you are, but if you going from Charlotte to New York, from New York to L.A., from New York to L.A. to Atlanta, from L.A. to Atlanta. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's like, you know, I kind of said that back, but you know, you get what I'm saying, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we're talking about markets that's really broadcasting these artists.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a dream with going to different places trying to get their music exposed, but if you're not exposing in that journey, as far as, and what I mean by that is, I would say, there's different collaterals of listening.
Yes, there is.
Each region. So if you're not going to each region, setting it out with what their program is, it's not about, oh, well, I got this song and I think that it's hot. You know what I mean? I can go anywhere and say Supernova Hot. But if it ain't what they listen to, then I got to create something for that region. And I believe I'm one of them artists that create things from all regions. You know what I mean?
That's
I can go to
good.
Any state, from New York to LA, Atlanta, my own city. And turn them up, you know what I mean? So
right.
that's what I plan to do.
Yeah, and that's important, because there are not a lot of artists that do that. There's some artists that do. If you look at like Chris Brown captures every genre and every type of different group. And that's why he remains relevant, and that's why he remains popular, is because he can hit every mark. That's what it's about, right?
Right.
It, as well as the numbers. So have you had opportunity to network and go to those different places and network at all?
Yeah. It's been a long-term situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with us trying to get our situation right as far as economically. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when I'm talking about taking tours, and I'm talking about even just light walkthroughs, you know, rental cars, hotel rooms, Airbnbs, you know, that's personal.
Right.
But, you know, just to get there and get the job done, it's like, good deal. That's my responsibility as an artist. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of the check that's cut, you know, for the budget, you know, we make the best of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so, yeah, that's how we're going to do it.
Nice.
And, you know, ain't nothing going to be shortcut to half step. You know what I'm saying? Whatsoever. 2024. I look at it like 2025 really going to be my start, because
mm-hmm.
I'm really starting to get people to understand that, you know what I'm saying, like, this is who he is, this cost boy, you feel what I'm saying? So,
right.
I done went so many places and people like, yo, who is he? Like, we heard this song, it's hot, but who is he? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. We're still working on that aspect.
Nice. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Supernova? Like, where did the idea come from, and you know, what has been the progress when it comes to that?
I tell them, this is what they glad you hear. Little mama, she classy. Hey, listen, all the females, they like you. It's a content special on, you know, commenting females.
Right.
What they're up to glance on, respecting each other, respecting one as a female. You know what I'm saying? And also, you know, I got a little staff talking there as well, you know, because that's just my type of lingo and style. You know, I'm a fresh nigga myself, so it's just like having to, you know, chop it up with the females. That's like most of my product. That's most of my commitment as far as them supporting me and who I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I go to shows, they ain't like, oh, he's wack as hell. They ain't saying that crazy. You know what I'm saying? They like, yo, I like this song. I like the beat. I like the energy of it. I'm like, yeah. So when I made the song, it was like a freestyle at first. Like, I just went in the studio, and my boy, Gamble was like, yo. He's like, yo, man, you need to, you know, cut you some verses out of that. And you need to go ahead and add you a hook in between three verses. You know what I'm saying? And luckily, it made each verse like 8-bar verses. Like, perfect. I'm talking about perfect transcript from recording it from a freestyle to an actual record. You know what I'm saying? And so that's the difference. Like, my independent label always stand up on me like, yo, it's cool to make songs. It's cool to go in the studio and do this and do that. But you want to be known for making records. You know what I mean? You want to be known for, you know, so yeah. So yeah, I definitely trying to definitely just work hard, man. Do what I need to do.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. So one question I have to ask you is, if you could work with anybody, if you could choose, whether it's a past or present, who would you really want to work with?
I would say definitely rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle.
Oh, yes.
Kendrick Lamar, for sure. They might like us. Definitely. and before that song, like 2010, 2009, you got to understand, like, I was listening to West Coast artists that was off the chart, that was local. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm talking about since ninth grade, eighth grade in high school. I'm talking about taking my MP3 player to school every day. Like, I got to download this new song. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they had MP3 players out.
Oh, yeah. I remember
so,
that.
Yeah, the commodity and relationship is just real there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely trying to get situated, you know, and do what I need to do. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I'm just like, we gotta work as artists, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes we gotta work harder as artists. More than the people that's projecting us, you know what I mean? Because this is what we want, you feel me?
Right, exactly. Exactly. You gotta work hard, man, to get what you want, get where you wanna go. You can't just sit back in the cut and do nothing. So, before I drop Supernova, is there anyone that you wanna shout out this evening?
Yeah, shout out Point Guard Jones, another local artist from Charlotte, North Carolina, Black Hollywood. Shout out myself, Go Get a Record. Tansy, man, they've been working well. We've been working pretty hard, man, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a short stop with certain stuff just because time, but other than that, like, yeah, we've been doing what we need to do, though. So it's all working in our favor, and I believe by August, you know, when I drop Serious in the Street, drop more music. I believe by the end of this year, man, we're going to be looking at some good aspects, man. With some good reputation, period.
Yeah,
you know?
Most definitely.
So, like, next year, man, everybody's going to want to work. So, you know what I mean? And they want to work now. You know, we got a lot of people talking about future prices and stuff like that. You know, and I still hit them off. But as far as I'm trying to make this a communion, like, you coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina, we got to build this foundation like a family.
You
know what I'm saying? It can't just be like,
you never picking,
and I'll give you some quarters. And, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, at the end of the day, you hear my first protocol is like, yo, if I'm charging somebody for a feature, it's because I'm coming to your city. Because I'm coming to your studio, or I got to go pay for the studio time and dialect that verse for you or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I really put my blood sweat and tears in it, you feel me? So you ain't going to get no half-ass shit out of cost for it, you feel me?
Yeah, I definitely hear you. And Charlotte is definitely one of those places. South Carolina, it's very, there's something beautiful about it. And the music that comes out of there is really powerful. And what you got here definitely is a banger. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Damn, man, super skill, but very powerful. It speaks for itself, like, very unheard of, you know what I mean? And I hate out of 50 years of hip-hop. Shout out 50 years of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out of 50 years of black hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, y'all need to go check out Cook Foods, good here in Man City, too. Look me up on Costboy. Look me up on all social media platforms, Costboy underscore, that's C-O-S-T-B-O-Y underscore. And y'all can also follow me on all music platforms at Costboy. So yeah, we really like just been at a standstill, man. You know, like my boy say all the time, he's like 50 years of hip hop, and we like, man, you know, we ain't really got nowhere because, you know, the support system. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody in my city is, they going out of, you know, they got to go out their means. You know, they ain't turning up in the city. They turn up in the city for the organic. You know what I'm saying? So after that, it's time to build the protocol for yourself and
mm-hmm.